3 o'clock hour. Mike Mussinelli Show, 3 o'clock hour, of course, brought to us by Corporate Bakery and Deli, where our famous tomato pie hoagie party tray is every bit as good. All right, so the Eagles get in the playoffs. Minnesota does not. And their fans are just... Oh, my God. Can you imagine being a fan of the Minnesota Vikings today? What a pathetic effort. At home. Against a team that doesn't even need a game. Now, credit the Chicago Bears for playing their first teamers. They did take their defense out about 7 minutes ago. They had some substitutions in there defensively. But that's just... Listen, whatever they are benefited the Eagles. So, this only applies if I'm a Minnesota fan. I'm just disgraceful with that program there. It's a disgrace. I don't know what else is a disgrace. Temple being used like a woodsy trail.
People just
walking all over the Temple Owls program.
Yeah.
Coaches come, spend 3 years, get a little acclaim, move on, and they hire a guy, and another better job comes up, and he leaves.
No respect.
Less than 3 weeks.
17
no,
days.
Listen, I know. The culprit in that whole thing is that Mark Richt guy. You mean he didn't let on to anybody that he was going to thinking about retiring? Manny Diaz wouldn't have taken the job.
Right, and he was the guy they wanted all along. They would have set up a concession plan. But, yeah.
See, I think Temple was benevolent here. I don't think that they forced Miami to pay that whole buyout situation. Apparently, it was $4 million. There's no way. I think Miami may have slid him $1 million. Because you don't want a guy that doesn't want to be there at that point.
It might have been a little more, only because Miami now, the one thing Rick did a really good job, he raised a ton of money. So there's probably somebody that said, I'll pay that to get him here. If I'm Temple, but listen, you are right about that. Temple now has to hire a coach who wants to be there, and there's one on staff who wants to be there. Just do it.
Yeah, but he's not good enough. I mean, he's not the name enough. You got to hire a name. You got to hire somebody who's got some clout.
Okay.
Like a pedigree. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. You hire a guy with a pedigree because you want to sustain the program to a high level, and yet you know he's going to get poached by somebody.
But that's not always. Sometimes the guy you're not expecting is the guy who succeeds. Not every time that the guy. Look at Ohio State just hired. That guy has a pedigree as being an assistant. But he's not a guy who's has any pedigree as a head coach.
Yeah, but he's got more of a pedigree in Ohio because he's been there for a really long time.
No, he was with Chip. He hasn't been there that long.
But he's been,
he was here. The new Ohio State court coach was only been there since Meyer's been there. He was Chip Kelly before, and he was here, too. He's hopped around.
Being under Meyer counts for something.
I think they got to go with it. If they don't, then this is what's going to always happen.
Oh, poor Temple. Nat.
I know. Thank you for your condolences.
I feel bad for him.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
How bad?
They got left at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel bad for them.
I don't know, Miss Sinelli.
No, it's a terrible thing to have happen to them. Let's go to Patrick in West Philly. Patrick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Patrick.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Pat?
Way to bring in the new year, man. We're in, man. How does it feel?
That feels pretty good, man. Especially we get the chance to get to Chicago. My kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town.
Who would have thunk it, man? I thought after that second Dallas game that we were toast.
So did a lot of people. I thought the New Orleans game was the telltale sign at this team. But somehow they magically got it together. This is what I have to admire about these guys. Later in the season, it's hard to get it together. Because you played a long season, it's a long haul, and you come together late in the season to make this kind of run. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, I think losing and getting embarrassed to the Saints, I think that's going to help us in the long run. I think we're going to go down there, we get past Chicago and play them tough.
You got the revenge factor down there in New Orleans, huh?
Well, definitely. The only person that showed up that game was Malcolm Jenkins.
If they are a 6-point underdog to the Bears, they will be at like an 8-point underdog in New Orleans.
They thrive off the underdog, though. So,
they do. They really do. Especially this quarterback does. So we'll see what happens, brother.
You know, I love Nick Foles, man, but on the defensive side of the ball, Fletcher Cox, to me, man, I think he's the best defensive lineman in the league.
Yeah, he's not as good as Aaron Donald, but he's second.
But his strength, like, it doesn't even seem like he's, like, using his strength, and he just pulls.
Yeah, I mean, he's tremendous. Linemen, like. In fact, I've got some stats for you to that extent. NFL Next Gen stats, Tyrone. Fletcher Cox finished tied for fourth in total pressures this year.
That's impressive. That's really impressive.
Khalil Mack finished sixth with 59.
And I think he missed two games.
The Eagles, by the way, had an NFL-high four players with at least 40 pressures. Chris Long had 40 pressures.
He came on late. He came on really strong.
Brandon Graham did, too.
Yes, he did. And Bennett was great for most of the year. And you hear what he had to say about Philadelphia fans after the game? You're talking about a guy who's embraced the city.
Yeah.
Ben, he loves it here. He said he loves the fans. He loves that they stuck with. Some people from the outside don't understand Philadelphia. This is a guy who I know he might have started rocky with that, whatever that case was. He quickly became a Philadelphia guy. I bet you he ends up staying here after he's done playing.
Yeah.
He likes it that much. Yeah. Him and his brother, they seem to just like this area. Yeah.
Let's go to Ronnie in the Poconos. Ronnie, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ronnie.
Mike, first time caller.
What's up, buddy?
Mike, I heard today that Foles missed out on $1 million.
Yeah, by four plays.
Oh, yeah, I might have missed that. By four plays, you think they're going to give him that money?
I would think they would. No, you're not thinking, Tyrone? it's pretty, when you miss it by four plays, it's pretty tough not to give him the money, especially after what he's done.
And also, I got a New Year's joke.
A New Year's joke?
Well, a New Year's Eve joke.
Okay.
I'm a big Philly fan.
Uh-huh.
I think they ought to trade Carson Wentz to the Yankees, since the Phillies aren't going to get Machado or Harper. I think they ought to trade Wentz for those two guys.
Is that your New Year's joke?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That was silly. I got it. Yeah.
You got it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. All right, let's go to Freddie in Swedesboro. Freddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Freddie!
Hey, Mikey Miss, listen, man, I absolutely love you. I'm a big fan. I got one point to make, and then you said two things in the last 30 minutes that my head wants to explode.
Okay.
So,
All right. My point,
you know how when you have a stud athlete, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, whatever, Tom Brady, Bryce Harper, they have a bad couple of bad games, and people start ragging on them. And then all the commentators, fans, and coaches, everyone says, listen, Bryce Harper didn't forget how to play baseball overnight. He'll get out of it. Well, that theory works in reverse as well. Okay, so Nick Foles was a lifetime backup. He didn't wake up one day being a Super Bowl hero. So this is a very, very, very small, limited sample size. Let's slow down with the let's get rid of Carson Wentz and keep Nick Foles all of a sudden. I think that talk is absurd. Now, the two things that you said that the last 30 minutes, number one, the fact that franchise quarterbacks come on a conveyor belt out of the draft.
I didn't say they came on a conveyor belt. I didn't say
that
at all.
They hit all the time.
I said they come out. Well, of course they come out all the time. Everybody drafts one.
Well, that doesn't mean they hit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to hit on them, but they're plentiful if you do the right thing. Like, they hit on Mahomes, didn't they? My point is that Wentz is not the last guy to be considered a franchise quarterback, and you have plenty of time to determine one.
Okay, now let me get to my second thing that you said.
Thank God.
You're a rival GM. Your phone rings. Hey, Mike, it's Hallie Roseman. Boy, do I have a deal for you. I have a guy who's coming off a torn ACL and a fractured back. And all I'm asking is two number ones, another player. What do you think? You know how quick that phone's going to get hung up?
No, I disagree with you. When you're a franchise quarterback, you get injured like this all the time. The ACL is no big deal to anybody anymore.
We're not talking about a twisted shoulder.
A crack is not a big deal. A crack heals tougher than ever. You know what, with broken bone, it calcifies.
Dude,
that's not
ACL,
a big thing.
Tommy John surgery.
People come back from ACLs all the time in this day and age.
Wow. I'll tell you what, buddy. We'll agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. What are you agreeing to disagree? How many guys have had ACL tears that have come back? A ton. It's not a big deal anymore. It may take you 2 years to get there. You tell me, Carson, are you trying to defeat Carson Wentz's worth around the league? Come on. He's got tremendous worth. Mark and Manionk, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Mark?
What's good, man? Hey, I just got a kind of question slash statement to you. So as an NFL team, you draft a quarterback or you trade for a quarterback, and what's one of the ultimate goals when you get that guy? Go to the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got Foles. He takes you to the Super Bowl. Potentially can make another deep run in the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl again, right? So my theory is, you know, I think the Eagles have that what-if scenario. Well, what if we had Wentz compared to Foles, right? So my take on it is just go with the guy that's gotten you there, right? So you trade Wentz, you get a bounty for him. You build around Foles, you know, to keep that game. It's I don't want to say that the Eagles are being greedy, because I don't think they're being greedy, but it's almost like, I think it's the what-if factor. So it's like, well, what if Wentz did this? Well, you got a guy Foles that did it for you already last year. Let's just say, you know, how far he's going to go this year, and let's just say, you know, what the future holds. I mean, that's kind of my take on it. You got to go with the guy that
Well, he's got to ride this whole thing out. But if he rides it out, it makes perfect logical sense to make him the quarterback and trade Wentz, because you're not losing anything.
Absolutely. And then one other quick statement. I mean, I was down at that game yesterday, and it was electric down there. It was unbelievable. And I'll make the statement where I think a lot of Eagles fans are, I don't want to say embarrassed to be on the Foles bandwagon, but I think, again, it's that what if, well, what if. Well, wait, what about the what if? You got the guy, he's producing for you. Just go with him.
Yeah, again, but he still has to carry this through now. This conversation is not completed. That was a weird phone connection. Yeah, the reception is kind of strange. Sometimes the reception we get from cell phones.
Yeah.
He was a little muffled.
Yeah.
That's right, he was muffled.
I wish him a new phone in the new year. Call us back next week and be sharp.
Exactly. Mike in Harrisburg. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Well, number one, am I muffled?
No, you're clear as Harrisburg can give you.
Nice.
All right, so,
just a couple comments here. You know, where do we lose the team dynamic of the importance of that in football? Everyone's focused on Foles and Carson Wentz's injuries and everything else. I'll tell you what, when Foles is out on that field, that team plays completely different. Wentz was not playing very well at the beginning of this year. I think the team was losing confidence in him, and Foles came in, picked up right where he left off from last year, and you saw them blocking better, the corners playing better, the running better. It's a team sport, right? And I feel like people are forgetting that. If this team were to play how they play for Foles, for Wentz, Wentz is the future of this team. But the team's got to play like they have confidence in the guy. That's the difference.
Listen, you're right, and I can't explain it, but it is what it is. And me, I've been resistant to it for a really long time. My eyes are seeing things that, you know, ask me all the time on the street. I go, listen, when I see water in the wine, I'm a believer. That's all I have to see. My eyes will tell me what I'm seeing. I can't explain it. It's just happening, and I'm riding with it. Right, Mike? All right, Mike's gone. No response there from Mike. It's a two-way conversation.
It's been a couple of people who have called so far. Yeah. I guess they want to do a mic drop at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. They're just making declarative statements and running.
A little bit of a mic drop. That was an A-B equation, and he could see his way out of it.
Look at you.
I stole that line now. That's a stolen line.
I might have heard that one before.
Yeah, is that Boys in the Hood? That line.
Is that the original? It's been a lot of...
I thought it was A and B conversation and see your way out of it.
That's
right?
What he said. A B conversation.
No, he said something else.
It was Ice Cube. It's an A B conversation. You can see your way out of it.
Yeah.
And he said that to Regina King.
Yeah.
Wow.
In Friday.
It's because she finished the 40, and he said, "You better take y'all ass to the stall." Right on the porch. That's what he said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was the same conversation.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I think so. Man, that's the line.
Oh, they were on the porch.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
They were on the porch. He was sitting in a lounge chair. She gave him back the bottle empty.
Yeah, but Regina.
It was Regina King.
She doesn't drink a 40 in Friday.
Not Friday.
Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
It was a Boys in the Hood conversation.
Was it?
Go to George and Ben Salem. George, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. George.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
What's going on, George?
Ben. This Nick Foles thing here, I started this way back when with you, when the conversation was, do you take a third-round pick for him? And I was saying, listen, What's more important than a backup quarterback? The guy already won us a Super Bowl. Third round pick ain't going to get it done. The first round, in my eyes, wouldn't have got it done. Now look where we're at. Back to an injury again, and Foles has proven me right. Not that I'm not looking to be right. I'm glad I'm right.
Of course you're looking to be right. That's why you called up.
Everybody. Look at now, Mike, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, man. I would say that you were more lucky than clairvoyant, but I get you.
Yeah, I mean, like, a third-round pick, they say 30% make him roster.
Yeah, it would have been a third-round pick. Nobody was saying trade him for a third-round pick. He was a second-round pick or more.
And I would have said no, because of the way the guy's attitude is. I mean, he's so genuine.
Yeah, I would have said yes in a heartbeat.
Right.
Because that would have been value on my table. Yeah.
But well, we're all happy now, the way things are now. I'm not worried about a controversy. I'm agreeing with you. On this, I was a Wentz fanatic and all that stuff, but I, like you said, you see your eyes, you watch what happens. The team is a different team. He not only makes the offense better, but our defense is stout now. I mean, because they're on the field a lot less. You know, you're holding the ball for another, like, 44 minutes yesterday? 12-minute drive, almost a whole quarter?
Mm-hmm.
That keeps your defense fresh, and the whole team is so much better. I mean, and there's no three and outs. You don't have three and out like you were a Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a Wentz guy, and I'm switch. Everybody could switch which way you want to go, and I think Foles is forcing our hand.
Well, of course he's forcing your hand.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, he forced my hand. Yeah, I was a staunch anti-Foles, pro-Wentz guy. Force my hand, you can force anybody's hand. But it makes sense to me. See, I play it out. I don't go whimsy. I go logical reasons. I go, all right, if Foles is the quarterback, he's proven to me that you're not losing anything with him as your quarterback. Then you're gaining something by trading Wentz for value. Then you're drafting a guy who could be his understudy who would eventually be the franchise quarterback who takes over. That's impeccable logic, Tyrone.
Oh, what
you
a
can't
year
shoot
brings.
Holes in that.
If it works.
But if you lay it out, you can't
argue
with it.
I agree with the caller that you think it's a little easier to draft one than their.
I didn't say it was easy. You have to get the right one. Did the Eagles get the right one when they got Wentz? Well, they apply the same analysis.
Right, but according to you, no, because you're prepared to just jettison him out, so they didn't get the right one.
Well, they got the right one, except that the other guy proved that under circumstances that he could move the team better.
And for that reason, and the other part is, I do have some injury concerns about Foles as well. He's had his share of injuries as well. And I'm a little concerned about these ribs.
He doesn't take the bumps that the other guy does because he gets rid of the ball. He's smart enough to get rid of the ball and not take the hit.
Now,
a couple times.
He matured into that, but that's not how he was his whole career. And that's why I think that it's a mistake. Carson, I think, is going to continue to mature just like Foles. Foles used to always bang up the collarbone. He had the concussion. Mm-hmm. Now he's progressed. And I think that Carson's upside, especially if he was with the Giants, I think that would be very dangerous. And I think he would win multiple Super Bowls with them. And I don't want to see that.
Oh, Carson Wentz?
Yep. With the Giants. Multiple. And I don't want to see that. Now, if you want to send him to the Raiders, I guess you could talk me into it if Foles gets to the Super Bowl. But I'm not trading it. In division, I disagree with you about that as well.
If they're giving me a number one and take on Barkley, I would worry about that down the road.
Yeah, see, okay? I think you'd have to worry about it next year.
You gotta be crazy if they offered you a number one and Saquon Barkley not to make that kind of trade. Because you're worried about what Wentz can do in the future.
And
are
I'm
you
also,
serious?
And I'm also worried about Foles. Sustaining it over 16
days.
You're
worried about any quarterback getting hurt.
No. These are a nice sprint last year, a bad start this season, a nice sprint. He has a great sprint going now. I need a marathon runner. He's a sprinter. He's Carl Lewis. Okay. I need a Kenyan marathon runner.
So you're telling me that if the Giants call at the end of this season, this results in the Eagles in the Super Bowl, they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs with Foles. All right, let's just play this out.
Yeah.
The Giants call. We'll give you the number one pick. Oh, and by the way, it's number 7. And Saquon Barkley for Wentz. You're saying no.
Saying no, I'm going to call the Raiders. I'll get 2 picks from them, 2 first-round picks from the Raiders, and send them out west.
You're saying 2 first-round picks is more valuable than number 1 pick and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not a big early running back.
How are you going to get better as a number one pick than Saquon Barkley? He's a number one
I'm going to get a more important position than running back. And there are multiple positions more important than running back.
You are killing me now. Killing
That's
me.
That Penn State thing you got
going
with him.
It's not a Penn State thing. The guy's amazing.
Yeah, it's like the ninth most important position. I'm going to draft a first round pick.
Two other guys that had 2,000 yards running and receiving from scrimmage in the history of the NFL. Do you know who they are?
No, you tell me.
Well, one's Eric Dickerson.
No Super Bowls.
The others are Edgerrin James.
Okay. How many rings?
That's a feat.
I'm in the ring business.
You're in the ring business. That's good. So stop it. Saquon Barkley. You'd rather have two number one picks from Oakland rather than a number one for the Giants, which is seven, and Saquon Barkley, which is number one pick plus.
What's the Raiders pick? Sixth? So I'm getting sixth and something else? Yeah. Because I'm going to get two starters at more important positions.
How do you pick somebody better in that draft than Saquon Barkley?
Because it's a more important position. If I get a defensive lineman, a defensive end, that's more important than a running back. And now I'll look at my bookends with Barnett and this young stud. And then the other guy's my starting a corner for the next decade. That's a more important position than running back.
I was hoping to go into New Year's Eve a little smoother. I got a civil war now. Oh. My own people. Civil war. 6-1-0. What do you think, Natalie?
What? Are we going to get rid of Wentz?
No. Natalie. If the Giants offered you a number one pick in Saquon Barkley, and Oakland offered you two number ones, which deal are you taking?
I'm going with the Giants.
Oh, there you go.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm on your side.
There you go.
Well, I feel very comfortable alone.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
There will not be three calls that agree with you today.
Probably. But that's my part in helping the city. One at a time.
All right. Mike Mussinelli Show, take a break right after this. Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike Mussinelli Show. Brian Westbrook at 4. We'll go around the NFL 4:30. Ron Jorski at 5:10. And it's time to get an update on our Twitter poll on the half hour. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sundays. What did I say? Ron Jorski at 5:10.
No, he usually is.
Right?
But he's 5 today because we got the Flyers game. And we
Make some adjustments. Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Natalie, Twitter poll update.
Thank you, Mike. Over 1,300 votes on this one. How surprised are you that the Eagles made the playoffs? The options were shocked, not surprised, or good old Nick. 38% were shocked, 19% not surprised, 43% good old Nick.
I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean, good old Nick?
It was kind of like a middle ground. I needed a third option.
No, I thought
we
good
came
old
up
Nick.
With it. Ty and I came up with that.
I thought good old Nick meant I was always calm because of good old Nick.
Yeah, it's like a middle ground.
And also, I'm trying to say good old Nick versus some of the other euphemisms that are out there.
Ty thought something else would be funny, but I can't put that on the station account.
The people out there who call him this know what I'm talking about.
They know what it is.
But we can't
say that. No.
BDN.
That was exactly what I was going to put. And I was like, we can't do that. This is a corporate environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good
old Nick. Not on the station Twitter.
It's personal.
Yeah, I got you.
So good old Nick.
So that's good old Nick.
Good old G-O-N as opposed to B-O-N.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Adam and Chalfont. Adam, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Adam.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
Come on, Adam. How you doing?
You know, same old. Happy New Year's Eve.
You too, buddy.
All right. I'm going to talk slow, concisively, and to talk you off the ledge here, Mikey. You know, because sometimes when I call, I talk real fast because you're trying to get in everything you want to say.
Uh-huh. All right, go ahead.
I'm not going to hit you with a bunch of stats because I know you hate that. I'm going to talk logic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Number one, to your listener, you make it sound, and I don't know if you meant it this way, but to your listener, you make it sound so easy to get a franchise quarterback. You do. You that's the way you made it sound. I don't know if you made it, you didn't mean it that way.
Well, I'm looking at 2020, and there are five guys that would qualify as that. So, like, what I'm saying is that quarterbacks are breeded more today than they ever were.
You're right.
Okay, so I think that if you do your intelligence, you can find one.
You are correct, okay? But let me explain. Mm-hmm. There is really only
breeded.
Five
I say breeded.
Teams.
Bred, I meant. Not breeded.
There's only really five or six teams in the NFL that have had a franchise quarterback for five or more years successfully. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it is a carousel of quarterbacks. The Vikings just paid Kirk Cousins an unbelievable over $80 million guaranteed just to get him. And he is not some guy you think is going to take you to a Super Bowl. He's the type of guy, if you have the team around him, maybe. Right? And $80 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Just for Kirk Cousins, right? Well, Nick Foles.
You're fading out there, bro.
He will never have. Nick Foles could play another 100 years in the NFL. And he would never have some of the skill sets that Carson Wentz has, right?
I agree with you.
And you can't tell me that Nick Foles has anything that Carson Wentz hasn't shown the ability to have or get in the future, right? Can we agree on that?
I agree physically, but result-wise, no, I can't agree with you because the results are evident.
But the results, okay. I'm not against Foles. He's doing great things, and you're not against it, right? Mm-hmm. But in almost, you know, 6-7 years in the NFL, the one consistent thing Foles has done is be inconsistent. You have a quarterback that in his second year in the NFL was about to be the MVP of the league in possibly the hardest position in all of professional sports.
Yeah, but right now, I hate to cut you, sure, because you know we have other people. Right now, he's evolved to the point where he's a 29-year-old seasoned quarterback who knows what he's doing. And there's no way around that, okay? And so here's the thing that I say, I don't want to make it easy, to sound easy, to click your fingers and get a franchise quarterback. I know it's not easy. What I'm saying are the chances increase the longer period of time you have to find that franchise quarterback. Like, if you don't have an immediate need, then it makes it you breathe a little easier. If you have an immediate need and you're just scurrying to get one, that's different. If Foles is going to play 3 to 4 years, that gives you that kind of a window to find the one guy that you really think will be the franchise quarterback. Am I wrong? Is that wrong thinking?
And you're assuming, in that scenario you lay out, you're finding that quarterback picking 20th or later.
Not if you get the Giants' two number ones.
You said Giants and a one.
Oakland's two number ones.
Oh, if you get Oakland's two, because you get number four this year and like pick 20,
right.
And then you make other moves. Because the issue is you have to usually get pretty high, or you have to go after a guy later and develop.
Or you can trade down. You can always trade down to get the guy, like the Eagles did to get Wentz.
Right, but you do that when you're at the bottom. You can't do that as a playoff team, trade for a future quarterback when you're in winning mode. Like the Eagles can't do that if you're in Super Bowl mode because you have to fill in holes. So then you can't go for a guy who's not going to play for you. That's where you're in a tough spot there. That's where I think you're underestimating how difficult it is. I agree with you about 2020 when Tua and all those guys are there, but you got to be picking up in the top 10 to get those guys.
Here's my underlying theme here. After Carson Wentz was selected, God did not say, okay, that ends the run of franchise quarterbacks. You got the last one. There are no other franchise quarterbacks that will ever exist.
I agree with that.
All right. Let's go to Joey in Philadelphia. Joey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Mike Mays?
What's up, Joe?
Calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania right here.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Listen, so I agree with you, first off, but I'm curious. I spoke with you last week. When did you retract your statement with saying you would keep Nick Foles only if he won the Super Bowl, too, if he gave New Orleans a good game?
I never said I never said he had to win the Super Bowl. I said this thing would have to keep going. This miracle run would have to keep going. I don't expect that he would beat the New Orleans Saints. So I hold them to a very high standard. If he almost beats the Saints, that would be enough for me.
Well, listen, I'm on board with you, man, and I'm just going to lay it out there. I say I want to ride with Foles, and this is why. I've seen enough. Personally, I've seen enough. Carson Wentz, for whatever the reason is, it is what it is. He's injured. What Nick Foles has shown me enough, especially if you beat Chicago, beat New Orleans, sign him for 5 years. And this is why, because if we don't sign him, we don't have any control on where he goes. And I don't want him to go to New York. But if we keep Nick and trade Carson, we could trade him out of our conference. And I would like to maybe call Cincinnati, ask for Joe Mixon, a 1 and a 2. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I wouldn't be afraid of where Nick Foles goes. I mean, like, my God, you don't have a defense.
Went to the Giants, you
I couldn't care less that he would go to the Giants. I think you're putting too much stock in that. If you can't defend Nick Foles, if you're the Eagles, I mean, you know everything about him. So how's he going to haunt you that much?
Because those two games I don't want to play. Carson Wentz.
No, it's only two games. So people that say he's going to haunt you. Nobody's going to haunt you. You have control over a quarterback, whether he haunts you or not. You play him and you defend against him. Now, these two quarterbacks, you know, it would be almost easier to defend against these quarterbacks than any other team. 610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli Show. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Mussinelli Show. It's a New Year's Eve show. Man, it's got a better vibe than if the Eagles would not have made the playoffs yesterday. But fortunately, the Minnesota Vikings are choke artists. And the Eagles took care of a lousy Washington Redskins team. Meanwhile, Minnesota, with a beautiful effort against the Chicago Bears at home, mind you. And they're sitting home for the rest of the playoffs. Eagles a 6-point underdog at Chicago next week. So far, we'll see if that line moves a little bit. Any plans for New Year's, you guys?
I haven't decided what I'm doing yet.
You haven't decided?
No, I have a couple options.
You'll be out and about.
I think so.
Yeah, you're not going to sit home and watch Anderson Cooper, right?
I mean, I thought about it.
You did?
Yeah, well, because I do Mummers. Mummers, mm-hmm. The Mummers Parade is my favorite day
so
of the year.
You get up early.
Yeah. So I was contemplating it.
What time do you get to the Mummers?
I'll probably go early afternoon.
I get down there.
Yeah, maybe around like 1-ish. And then I do 2 Street, the whole thing. It's my favorite day of the year.
Oh, you know, I was a sideline reporter for the Mummers Parade.
That's kind of my dream job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd interview the captains after they finished their routines.
Oh, look at that.
That's awesome.
I'd be spry on my feet.
Did you interview the one, what was the name, the really tall guy
Bob
from?
Bob Shannon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
He was a superstar.
He's amazing.
Yeah. That was me on the street with the microphone. Oh, Captain, come over here. I was the Sal Palantonio of the Mummers.
Of the Mummers.
For PHL 17 back in the day. Ty, you doing anything?
We got dinner reservation.
Oh, you do? You're going out for dinner on the New Year's
Eve,
We always do
the dinner, and then I'll be home watching, probably some show with my wife up until like 11:58.
Uh-huh.
And then the last couple minutes, we watch the ball drop.
Ball drop.
Yeah.
So you'll watch like a non-New Year's show?
Yeah. I don't watch that mess anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. First of all, the music's not as good. These people come out of nowhere. Then they always have these guest hosts or like they pop on, like, because it'll be Steve Harvey at the one and Seacrest at the other, but then and Maria Menounos, and then there'll be other people, such and such from some show that I never
heard
of.
From some like obscure soap opera?
Yeah, I'm like, who is this? Uh-huh. Who is John Johnston?
Most of the people that watch that type of show know exactly who it is.
Yeah, well, that's why it's not for me.
It's like, not like Andy and Anderson? You don't watch those two?
I love Anderson Cooper.
After midnight, CNN is must-see TV because their staff's the only one that's allowed to drink. So after midnight, it's...
What?
Oh, yeah. The CNN, yeah. That's why 2 years ago, Don Lemon was talking about his breakup. Then last year, he had a new boyfriend that he now lives with. He admitted all that 2 years ago because they let you drink. CNN lets their employees drink. So after midnight, it's not political stance, people. Don't get upset. The only one to watch after midnight is CNN because they let the people drink. You don't know what they might say. So I do watch that after midnight.
They drink on the air?
No, they drink off the air.
Like but during commercials.
Yeah, but when they cut back to
you can tell
drunk.
That they're drunk.
Really? Yeah, so they say wild stuff. It's great. It's great TV. So I just wait till they get lubed up and then tune in. It's great. They need to do that here.
They don't need to do that here.
Wild.
We could do that for the yeah. We should be doing.
We should be doing something like that. Hold it would be fun.
Yeah, that'll go over really well.
Why not? We got a dump button.
I think I'm.
Yeah. How many dumps are there?
Well, we got two.
We'll have to crack this baby up.
There we go. Let's see how this goes.
What is that, Mike? It's
Ciroc vodka.
Where we go?
What is it?
Where'd you get that from?
I was hanging around. Huh. I got it in some kind of basket.
Oh. You just brought it to work with you today?
I might need it. I thought I might need it today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No,
true.
They lost.
They lost.
They lost. So I thought I might need it. I kept it in.
Yes.
What's up, Puff? All right.
Puff?
Again, Puff. Ciroc is Puff.
I know. Isn't he P. Diddy, though?
No, he's just Diddy.
He's
I don't think he went back to Puff.
Oh, he did go back to Puff.
I like Puff. You know it's indigenous to Philadelphia, too?
What's that?
New Year's. Happy New Year's. People say here.
Yeah.
Not Happy New Year.
Wait, what do you mean?
Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, they don't
What's
say Happy
that?
New Year.
That's a Philly thing.
It's a Philly thing. Happy New Year's.
Like, New York is Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's means nothing. Happy New Year is actually what means something. You say Happy New Year's. See, you haven't even thought about that. You say Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Happy New Year. Happy New Year's is a Philadelphia thing.
Oh.
But think about it. Happy New Year's means nothing.
Yeah.
That's, you're saying it's plural.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Well, we just Happy like New Year to add the S to the end of everything and make it our own.
Exactly. It's a Philly thing. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to Alshon Jeffries.
And Hershey Hawkins.
All right, back to the phones. Chuck in North Carolina. What's up, Chuck?
Mike Miss.
What's going on, Chuck?
I'm sorry, I was so pumped up the other day when I called you. I was a little excited, so I'm still really excited. What a fantastic game. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic year. Wait for everybody to put their heads down. I know we didn't go in like we did last year, but hey, we're there. I'm excited. I'm not all into this quarterback controversy. I just want to see them play football. You know, that's what I wanted to hear today. I didn't want to hear quarterback
controversy. You're above it all, Chuck. Come on, have a little fun. Let your hair down. It's New Year's.
I have no hair. It's a good Lord took it.
Come on, man. It's all tied in. The whole thing's tied in. That's what makes the full conversation, the Foles-Wentz thing, the Eagles in the playoffs. It's all tied in.
Well, it's my birthday today, so I just wanted to...
Happy
really
birthday. How old a man are you, Chuck?
I'm 38 young.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Well, look, if we are going to trade Wentz, if we are going to try and put a package together, what do you think about in 3 years when Trevor Lawrence comes out of Clemson?
Well, I mean, listen, I love Trevor Lawrence. He's a beast.
Like him? I mean, yeah. I mean, that's
He's coming out in this draft.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was...
Yeah, he's eligible. He's not going to stay in college. Why would he?
Oh, you don't think he'll stay?
No.
I'm just saying. I mean, I really like him. I mean, I'm a huge Georgia fan, but I've seen Trevor Lawrence play.
Well, I would take 8 guys off that Clemson team that I saw. That team's a good team. They're a squad.
Would you take Jake? Would you take Jake Fromm from Georgia?
Well, he's not going to. See, this is the 2020 class. See, Fromm is on the 2020 class, along with Tua, along with the kid from Oregon. It's a 5-quarterback deep draft, that 2020 draft. That's why I'm looking at it like, okay, I can get one of those guys.
Well, Fromm's not a big bomb guy. He's actually more of a quarterback. He's more of a control guy like Foles. You know, he doesn't get all the big yards.
He's got
every
size,
game,
though.
He's, really good
he's, he's 6'5", 230. Come on, man. He's got the perfect prototypical quarterback size.
Oh, no, I like Jake Fromm. I'm just saying he's more of a ball. He's more like Nick Foles where he controls the ball more.
Exactly. He's a highly rated player, though. That's my point. You know, who else is in that class? I was looking at him the other day. There's like 8 guys that will probably be taken in the first round of that 2020 draft. 8 quarterbacks. As opposed to this year, where the top prospect is the kid from Ohio State, who's got a very small sample size. So you don't know what he is.
Right, he hasn't even officially declared yet.
He will, though.
No, he will, because why?
First quarterback taken.
Yeah, and the Oregon kid went back.
Yes.
And they lucked out because people thought he might take the Miami job. By Diaz taking it, he keeps his coach. So
and that kid from Clemson will be a major. He might be a first pick in the draft in 2 years.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
2021.
Yeah, Dexter Lawrence is the defensive tackle who's going to be a top five pick this year.
Plus, that kid's got the look, man.
Oh, you look how comfortable he looks.
He's got the look, though.
He does.
He's got that blonde, that long blonde hair and the blue eyes. The ladies love him on campus.
And then you know what he's going to do?
Before
the draft, he's going to cut his hair, and that's going to be a thing.
No, he'll come out with that hair. That'll distinguish him.
They don't like that. NFL don't like the long hair. They get mad.
If he can play.
Who gets mad?
The NFL people don't like it. Clean cut, no tattoos, quiet. That's what they want. These NFL guys are cutthroat.
Have you seen that guy, Natalie? The kid from Clemson?
No.
You would love that kid.
Yeah,
he'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, he's
Nat.
More young for you, but he's your type. Young. Actually, you know what? I'm going to say no.
No?
Looks like a surf boy.
I'm going to look him up.
We go to 4 o'clock hour. Brian Westbrook's going to join us in 5, right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.